Hey guys, you're listening to Think Outside the Shelter, and my name is Sleeker Hersey. So this week, I'll focus directly on the myths you guys have. And by myths, I mean the preconceived notions that a lot of individuals within our society have about homeless individuals. And with every myth, I will debunk it with the facts. So let's just get straight into it. Myth: homeless people are mostly single men. Wrong. Fact: while most of those experiencing homelessness are single males, a large and growing percentage of the homeless population includes women and families. Homeless families comprise roughly 1/3 of total homeless population. So next myth: homeless people are unemployed. Fact: declining wages have put housing out of reach for many workers. In many states, a minimum wage worker would have to work 87 hours each week to afford a two-bedroom apartment at 30% of his or her income, which is a federal definition of affordable housing. The connection between impoverished workers and homelessness can be seen in homeless shelters, many of which house significant numbers of full-time wage earners. So essentially, this is saying that people think that homeless people just live on the streets out of a choice, which isn't true. With inflation within our society, minimum wage just isn't matching inflation. And the more prices rise, the less money we make and less hours we are guaranteed, which causes for individuals to resort to shelters or living on the streets. Myth: homeless people are mentally ill. Fact: according to the Substance Abuse and Mental Service Administration, 20 to 25% of the homeless population in Canada suffers from some form of mental illness. A lot of individuals have this preconceived notion that every single homeless individual is mentally ill, and that is not true. Although homeless people are more susceptible to being affected by mental illness, that doesn't mean that each and every single homeless individual you come across is mentally ill. Myth: homeless people are drifters. So, which means that they move around to areas, and they're often like bus hopping and moving to different regions. So fact: studies have shown that homeless people do not migrate for services. To the extent that they do move to new areas, it is because they are searching for work, have family in the area, or other reasons that are not related to services. So people believe that they tend to abuse the system, and by system I mean the social assistance services that are there for them, which isn't true. The reason why an individual, for example, from Toronto, which has the highest homeless rates within Ontario, the reason why an individual would move from Toronto to, let's just say, Orangeville would probably be because that there isn't a lot of job opportunities within Toronto for them to get themselves back on their feet. So they go to areas that aren't as populated, so they have a better chance of getting a job. So the last myth is homeless people become homeless because of poor choices. So according to the National Coalition to End Homelessness, the top five reasons of homelessness are, and prepare yourself, drum roll please. 1. Lack of affordable housing. 2. Lack of living wage. 3. Domestic violence. 4. Medical bankruptcy. And 5. Mental illness. So none of these reasons are related to a choice, as it can happen to anyone. And there's this stigma surrounding homelessness and homeless individuals that it is a choice. Come on, we're in 2018. How can homelessness be a choice? Why would an individual choose to be on the streets? An individual won't make certain circumstances and certain life obstacles just to end up homeless. That's not realistic. We need to stop victim blaming and start victim support therapies, helping them get back on their feet through social assistive programs, affordable housing. But you guys aren't just ready for that conversation yet. We can help make a difference. So, this is the end of this episode. Although my episodes are short, it helps you think. It helps get you back on your feet, and it helps you get passionate. Because for me, come on, I'm not trying to listen to a 15-minute long podcast. So they're just short snippets that you could squeeze into your early morning breakfast, your car drives, and any of that. So tune in next week on Monday, where I talk about the facts surrounding homelessness.